Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Thursday. Official time check, 11 minutes after 5. My brain is not firing on all two cylinders this morning.
Stay up too late last night?
No, I didn't, man. I hit the rack pretty decent. This morning, I almost walked out of the house and forgot my coffee.
At least you had your pants on.
No, that's right. Today is No Pants Thursday. Life. Doggone it.
The day is always a success if you come to work with your pants on.
It's a success for you. I don't know if I would go along with it. But yeah, I mean, I have a routine. I do the same thing in the mornings. It helps me just keep up. And I almost walked out the door without my coffee this morning. And then when I'm in the process of loading up, some of the stuff that we do for the show, I couldn't remember some of the cart numbers. And I'm sitting there going, what the heck is the number? I've put this number in 100 times. Couldn't remember it. I had to look it up. And so I was like, what the heck is wrong with me this morning?
You know, your brain tends to forget things that are unimportant. So
coffee is not unimportant. Coffee is an integral part of this program. And I think probably some of the people might argue with you, management side, if I were to, the cart numbers not being important.
Just anyway, put them in wherever you feel like it.
So yesterday, okay, like I don't do that already. So last night I read a real quick article. It's a follow-up. Remember this, the lawsuit that Taco Bell was involved in, that their meat that they put in their products wasn't actually meat?
Right.
It was like
a meat product.
Somebody said that it was, 34% beef or something like that? Do you remember?
A gelatinous meat flavor.
Yes.
Thing. Right. Actually, I think we saw the same article. Taco Bell now says that everything but 12%.
Yes.
And the rest is 12% filler.
88% beef.
They've revealed what the other 12% is, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah, and it's a lot of chemical-sounding names. But I love the description. If you go to the blog that I put up last night, the reason I put it up there is the friendly description that they put on all of the additional goop that they put in there. And that's what just made me chuckle a little bit because they you know, whenever...
Well, even the 88% is probably, I mean, what can they officially classify as beef? Is it all the remains of the cow that is ground up and you
if
know?
If it comes from the cow, it's beef.
So,
all right,
you know.
All right, but here it's, this is a breakdown of some of the 12% ingredients. Trehalose. And you're like, what the heck is that? Is that some kind of Mexican chemical? No. Trehalose, it's a naturally occurring sugar that we use to improve the taste of our seasoned beef. All right, what that tells me is if you got to put sugar in the beef ain't that good. A potassium chloride, quote, this is their explanation, potassium chloride. Well, quote, well, potassium chloride is a common salt substitute used in the food industry. We actually used it to help reduce the amount of salt used in our seasoned beef recipe, which is part of our ongoing effort to reduce sodium levels in the ingredients we deliver.
Talk about written by a PR guy.
Better living through chemicals.
So right. In other words, we're going to cut back on the sodium, but we're going to kick up the potassium chloride. You don't mind that, do you?
And you know, that's some government thing, you know, fast food, how much salt is in here in the Happy Meal or in the Burger King Value Meal. Well, look, we've reduced the salt.
And then last, sodium phosphates. You're like, what the heck? What? Phosphate is the stuff that makes the glow-in-the-dark dials on your watch
and
glow,
also helps
right?
clean your wash.
It's also in your fertilizer.
Yeah.
All right? Here's their explanation. Sodium phosphates, we use them to help make sure our seasoned beef is the right texture. It's also commonly used in deli items, cheeses, coffee drinks, and desserts.
So is this explanation of what is in this stuff and knowing that the 88% beef is probably hooves and, you know, stomach entrails and all that stuff ground up, is that going to keep you from eating Taco Bell tacos?
Nope.
It's not.
No.
It's one not. Of my,
no, the favorite thing that I get from Taco Bell is the combo burrito,
well, you can get it in a chicken variety, which is probably somewhat healthier.
No.
And it's harder to make fake chicken than it is
really
fake beef.
Because of the phosphate, your car could glow in the dark if you get one after the drive-thru.
Listen, if I drop one and I can't find it, just wait till nighttime, right? And it glows, so I'm good.
Oh, while driving yesterday.
Yes.
I'm on Grand Avenue.
Yes.
At the stoplight.
Yes.
SUV in front of me. You know how the SUVs either have Calvin urinating on something.
Sure.
Or pictures of family members on the back of it. Where that
the
decal would normally be is a decal that says, "Help, Dad farted and we can't get out."
I needed one of those when I was a kid. Absolutely. All right, there it is, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We are off to an intellectual and stimulating start. Stay tuned. More wrinkles on your brain coming up after this.
Are you tired of the same old sausage or egg McMuffin or pancakes and hash browns? Well, come on into Taco Bell and try our new breakfast menu. We have our waffle taco, which is a clever thing where we take a big waffle that looks like it was frozen, and we put scrambled eggs and bacon and whatever other crap you want inside it, and we fold it over so it becomes Mexican. And don't forget to get a cup of our delicious Freeway off-ramp orange juice that is fresh squeezed every morning by Vatos working the 101 and 405 in L.A. So remember, diarrhea. It's not just a lunch and dinner thing anymore.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.